I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in rock news this week. First up, AC/DC bass player Cliff Williams has been photographed with singer Brian Johnson, and it looks like he's back in the band. Cliff retired a few years ago, but just can't keep away from Akadaka. You can read more on the Triple M website. Greta Van Fleet have taken out Best Rock Album at the Grammys this year, and the late Chris Cornell has won Best Rock Performance for his single When Bad Does Good. The award was accepted by his children with a touching speech. You can check out the speech on the Triple M website now. More Grammy news. Red Hot Chili Peppers took the main stage with special guest Post Malone. Yeah, that weird kind of hip-hop bloke. Before kicking off their Aussie tour, the rock band played their 2016 single Dark Necessities. And if you weren't already excited to see them live, watch that performance. It was killer. Yeah! Speaking of Greta Van Fleet, the rock band have rescheduled their Australian tour dates. If you missed out, there's limited tickets available now. Ticket info is available on the Triple M website or check out Live Nation for more info. In other gig news, Elton John has expanded his already massive Australian tour. Tickets are limited. Like, you might have to sit all by yourself, but it'll be worth it. Touring Oz is the band that everybody loves to hate, that secretly loves, that secretly hates, Nickelback. The massive stadium tour wasn't short of impressive. They brought along LA hard rock band Bad Wolves for the tour. You know the blokes who covered the Cranberry Zombie? She interviewed the band backstage, who said the rock scene is ignored by the industry.
I think it's a testament to Dolores and the Cranberries' timeless songwriting, and I think it's a testament to the rock community that, you know, we kind of get snubbed at all these like high-profile things. We're not invited to the red carpet stuff. We're not acknowledged, but people want to hear this music. This music is still selling records.
You can hear the full interview on the Triple M app now. Bohemian Rhapsody is available on DVD now. The award-winning Queen biopic comes with bonus Live Aid performance, which has never been seen before. You can get your copy now. In sad news this week, Lindsay Buckingham has suffered vocal cord damage after undergoing emergency heart surgery this week. The stress of the past year, including his shocking departure from Fleetwood Mac, is to blame for the sudden decline in his health. It's unknown if there's any permanent damage at this point. Our thoughts are with Lindsay at this time. And everyone's favourite band from last week, The Struts, have finally made it in the Australian charts. The UK rock band are number 2 on the Aussie rock iTunes charts this week, which is kind of what the boys wanted. I mean, they called it.
Because Australia is going to give us our first ever hit record ever, and it's going to be right here.
Boom.
In Australia.
Body Talks.
Because of you guys, and yep, that's why we're coming back.
To stay up to date with all your rock news, be sure to subscribe on the Triple M app. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in rock news this week.